Tantor Audio presents Dear Mr. Knightley by Catherine Ray, narrated by Hilary Huber. April 2nd. Dear Sir, it has been a year since I turned down your generous offer. Father John warned me at the time that I was making a terrible mistake, but I wouldn't listen. He felt that by dismissing that opportunity, I was injuring not only myself, but all the foster children helped by your foundation. I hope any perceived ingratitude on my part didn't harm anyone else's dreams. I wasn't ungrateful. I just wanted to leave Grace House. A group home is a difficult place to live, and I'd been there for 8 years. And even though I knew graduate school meant more education and better job prospects, it also meant living at Grace House another 2 years. At the time, I couldn't face that prospect. My heart has always been in my books and writing, but I couldn't risk losing a paying job to pursue a dream. Now I'm ready to try. Not because I failed, but because this degree gives me the chance to link my passion with my livelihood. Please let me know if the grant is still available. I will understand if you have selected another candidate. Sincerely, Samantha Moore. April 7th. Dear Ms. Moore, the grant for full tuition to the master's program at Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism remains available. At the strong recommendation of Father John, and due to the confidence he has in you, the director of the Dover Foundation has agreed to give you this second chance. There is, however, one